This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that focuses on humanity, equity and global cooperation. He said that technology should be human-centric, global and open source. Mr. Modi noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. The Prime Minister was addressing the third session on a fair and just future for all, critical minerals, decent work, artificial intelligence at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. Prime Minister Modi announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026 themed Sarvjan Hitai, Sarvjan Sukhai, Welfare and Happiness for All, and invited all G20 nations to participate. Speaking at the India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting in Johannesburg, Prime Minister said that it is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies and three major economies. Meanwhile, the 12th G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg concluded last evening. The theme of this year's summit was Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Both leaders agreed to further advance bilateral relations in the coming months, particularly in trade, investment, technology and innovation, energy and education. The two leaders agreed to begin negotiations on a highly ambitious, comprehensive economic partnership agreement aimed at doubling bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. Prime Minister Modi also met his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Johannesburg on the sidelines of the G20 summit. They had a productive discussion on deepening ties across trade, investment, defence, innovation, AI space and education. Both leaders also unveiled a joint initiative to enhance cooperation against the financing of terrorism, reinforcing shared commitment to global security. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office of the Chief Justice of India to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Justice Suryakant will take oath as 53rd Chief Justice of India, CJI, marking the beginning of his nearly 15-month tenure in the country's highest judicial office. He will succeed Justice B.R. Gawai, who demitted office yesterday evening. Justice Kant was appointed as the next CJI on October 30. He will demit office on February 9, 2027, on attaining the age of 65 years. Indian Navy will commission Mahi, the first Mahi-class anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai today. Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, will preside over this ceremony. It will be hosted by Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief of Western Naval Command, Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan. A grand ritual is underway at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirith Kshetra in Ayodhya ahead of the flag hoisting ceremony tomorrow.
Meri jhopdi ke bhaag aaj khul jayenge, Ram aayenge.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the occasion and participate in the flag hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also be termed as the end of the temple construction work. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Ayodhya city. Yesterday, on the third day, various revered deities were invoked and worshipped in the full Vedic manner. Abhinav Deshwal has won India's 15th medal in shooting at the Deaflympics, clinching the gold in the 25-meter pistol event in Tokyo yesterday with a record in qualification. He shot a score of 44 in the final stage to edge out South Korea's Sung Hwa Lee, who finished on a score of 43. In men's cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 9 for no loss against South Africa on day 3 of the second and final test at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati today. And the 350th martyrdom day of 9th Guru of Sikhs, Guru Tegh Bahadur, is being observed today. He was executed on the orders of Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb in the year 1675. And that is the end of this news bulletin.